From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. officials say the capture of Saddam Hussein is already paying off in the fight against insurgents in Baghdad. The commander of the 1st Armored Division, Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, said today that documents seized with Saddam have already led to 2 raids in the Iraqi capital. Based on those documents, he said his troops have arrested several suspected financiers who helped fund guerrilla cells. NPR's Eric Westervelt has our story.
Brigadier General Dempsey says he's known for months that his soldiers are up against an estimated 10 to 14 small guerrilla cells in the greater Baghdad area. But not until Saddam's capture this weekend did they find a paper trail to understand how the cells were supported.
Documents in Saddam's possession.
And what did they describe?
They described, minutes of committee meetings with those in attendance.
We knew the financing structure was out there, he says, but we couldn't see it. Now General Dempsey says Army intelligence analysts are starting to unravel who is supplying the arms and cash to the fighters who are attacking U.S. forces and Iraqis in the capital.
You know, we knew that we were fighting a cell in the Adamiya neighborhood of Baghdad, but we didn't exactly understand how the cell in Adamiya related to the cell in Abu Ghraib or the cell in the Jihad neighborhood of Baghdad. Now we know, because what we've been able to find out is the structure that existed above the local cellular structure, call it a network. But what we now know is how these cells are financed.
General Dempsey declined to elaborate on exactly how the funds were distributed. He says since this summer, his troops have decapitated half a dozen guerrilla cells operating in Baghdad. And in the last 2 days, Dempsey says, intelligence gathered from papers found at the ramshackle house where Saddam was captured has led to 2 more raids and the capture of several former Iraqi army officers who he says were bankrolling the insurgency.
We see the remaining challenge as about 8 cells and that network that sits above them. And I'll tell you that just in the last 24 hours, we've chipped away at that network above them to about the 60th percentile. I don't want to be more specific than that.
Dempsey does not think Saddam was actively guiding any day-to-day attacks. Individual cells in Baghdad act autonomously, he believes, and are given only broad general guidelines to disrupt symbols of progress. No electronic communications gear was found on Saddam when he was captured, but the seized documents offer first proof that the fallen dictator was receiving regular updates by a courier, Dempsey says, about the financing and conduct of guerrilla attacks.
He was clearly the symbolic figure, and these networks reported to him in a way that might have the characterization of, your son gets an A on his report card and he wants to call, first thing he wants to do is call dad and say, hey, I got an A on my report card.
We're only a few days into this, General Dempsey says. They're still poring over, quote, many, many more documents. Some other funding organization might come along, Dempsey concedes. Still, the general believes the captured documents are an intelligence coup that will help undermine the insurgency in Baghdad anyway by dismantling its financing. But military officials still don't know key details about how the guerrilla cells are organized, how they plan and communicate, and what motivates them. This could be the mother of all financing structures, Dempsey says, or maybe it doesn't extend beyond the capital.
The parallel question that others are working, not necessarily me, although we're trying to help, is how do those linkages work external to the city and even external to the country of Iraq? And it's too early to say we know.
It's also too early to say whether his 1st Armored Division raids on suspected financiers have had any effect on the insurgents. Attacks are down in Baghdad since Saddam's capture, but only slightly. And that reduction, he says, might be because insurgents have gone deeper underground, wondering just what American forces now know about how they operate and who supplies them. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.